thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa appeals last month's Constitutional Court ruling scrapping sections of the Criminal Law Codification Reform Act that criminalize insulting the president.
It is actually dangerous in the sense that what is made criminal is not the actual result of what would have happened from the statements themselves, but the possibility that someone may have feelings engendered in that person.
The United States of America is extending its president's emergency plan for AIDS relief, PEPFAR, support for Zimbabwe for an additional 5 years.
And Mbizo lawmaker Settlement Chikwinya of the Tsvangirai MDC says the primary and secondary education minister Lazarus Dokora should resign over examination paper leaks.
Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa has appealed against last month's Constitutional Court ruling scrapping sections of the Criminal Law Codification Reform Act that criminalize insulting the president. Mr. Mnangagwa had been given until today to appeal the ruling. In the past 3 years, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has provided legal assistance to more than 60 people charged with insulting President Robert Mugabe. The court had ruled that the offense of undermining the authority of the president and communicating falsehoods ran counter to the freedom of expression enshrined in the new constitution. But in papers filed yesterday, Mr. Mnangagwa argued that the reputation of the president must be protected and the law must not be struck down. Human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights tells the Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the law infringes on people's freedoms.
Well, according to him, the goal of that law is to protect the reputation of the president and his office. But the limitation in his conception is that the law that we're looking at in particular shields him from any form of criticism whatsoever. And it is actually dangerous in the sense that what is made criminal is not the actual result of what would have happened from the statements themselves, but the possibility that someone may have feelings engendered in that person. I think it's very wrong to build a law based on what a person might feel afterwards, because there can be no single method of measure of how a person might feel or react to a particular statement having been made.
What are the chances that Mr. Mnangagwa will succeed?
That is entirely up to the Constitutional Court. But what they have done today was to discharge the provisional order they had given, which means it's no longer in force. So it might be an indication that they are tempted to sway in his favor. But we will maintain our submissions that these provisions in question are overbroad and they cannot be justified in a democratic society.
Human rights lawyer Jeremiah Bamu of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights in Zimbabwe.